Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Serwinski. On today's program, I'm privileged to be joined by Mackenzie McFarland. She is a member of the Adel Sweet Corn Festival Committee. So, Mackenzie, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
So, obviously, we're talking about next week's Adel Sweet Corn Festival. Always a big event. What can you tell me about just sort of some general dates and times for this?
So the event is on Friday and Saturday. Friday night, they always have the shucking of the sweet corn, which is a huge event. It's all volunteers, and it starts at 5:30 to 8:30, right behind the public safety building in Adel. Then there's the Sweet Corn Festival Princess Contest. That is also Friday, and the alumni golf tournament. That's all things going on Friday. And then obviously on Saturday, there's quite a few more things going on.
All right, well, let's talk really quick about the Friday stuff more in depth, starting with the shucking of the corn. Now, this is a bigger deal than you might expect, correct?
Yes, it is. You guys come out with the Big Red Radio, provide music and entertainment. This year, the Sportsman Club and Boy Scout Troop 152 will be helping out. It's open to anybody, though, to come down and help shuck the corn. Obviously, we have 15,000 ears of corn to be shucked. So the more help, the merrier, kind of a deal.
Yeah, now that was several tons of corn last year. You have any weight estimate for it this year?
I do not.
Is it more than last year, though? Because I know I didn't get any last year.
So you did not.
I did not.
Well, it goes quickly, so you have to go right when they start. I believe it's the same amount that we get each year, from my knowledge.
All right, so head out on Friday to help shuck all that corn. Now, also on Friday, you mentioned the Princess Contest. Is this still open for registrations?
Yep, the Sweet Corn Princess Contest is girls from the ADM School District. It starts at 6 on the main stage, and I think you just come and you're interviewed there.
All right, and it's chosen by random drawing. I kind of like that. That lessens the sense of competition.
Yes, and the top three random drawings are recognized.
All right. Now, getting into the bulk of the events, they obviously happen on Saturday, starting with the 5K run. Now, this is in the hands of the chamber for the first time, correct?
Yes. Yep. Now it's in the hands of the chamber. Registration is up and going. There will be an added prize for the best corn-related costume for race participants. The race starts at 8, so...
So it may be hot to run a 5K in a giant corn costume, but hey, it could win you some prizes.
It could be worth it.
All right. Now, following that is the annual parade. What can you tell me about that?
So the parade lineup starts at 8:30. We will be going back to the old route that's 18th Street toward Adel on the main street. It was a little different last year because of construction. And there's no entry forms. It's the biggest parade in Dallas County.
That's a bold claim. I was there for the 4th of July in Perry. It was a big parade, too.
This one's
bigger?
Yes.
All right. Now, we do know who the parade marshal is for that, too, correct?
Yes. It's Dennis Leininger. He was a passionate advocate for Adel through his leadership in Oakdale Pride Revitalization Project for the Oakdale Cemetery, where he raised thousands of dollars. So he's just very, very active throughout the community.
All right. Now, following the parade is what everyone waits the entire day for. That's the free sweet corn while it lasts. That's important, right?
Yes. You need to go right away. It goes very quickly. And like you said, it's free. So,
yeah, last year, I think I got there at around 2 p.m. and it was just gone at that point. So 3 hours, 2 tons of sweet corn was gone. So I guess other things going on throughout the day. What are some of the other attractions that people can look forward to?
Harvey's Floral Company has provided all of the kids' games for free this year, so you won't have to buy tickets for your kids to enjoy the rides and the games. You guys will be there, obviously broadcasting the whole event. Then later that night, we have the live entertainment that starts. Actually, it starts from 11:30 to 3:30 on the pavilion stage with Control C. Then later on at 7:30 is when we start the Chautauqua Road Band and the tapping of the keg at 7:30 p.m. We have a special sweet corn brew this year. It's Summer of 39 by Fire Trucker. It's an 8-berry-infused brigade ale. And like I said, that's at 7:30.
All right. So that all sounds like fun. Is there a cost to attend any of that?
For the street dance, it is a $5 cover charge, and it's 21 and up only are allowed in the beer garden area. Then there's the beer and hard lemonade is $5 or $5 for $20.
All right. Sounds like a good deal to me. Now, one thing that people who are possibly new to the event might not know about is the parking. Now, where can people park for this event? Because there's going to be a lot of people in downtown Adel on this day.
Yes. There's free parking and shuttle bus service from the ADM High School parking lot, which is located on the south end of Highway 169. That's from 8 to 4. The shuttle will drop you off right outside of Wells Fargo, which is on the south side of the square. And the shuttle is provided by Home Care Services and is handicap accessible. So that's great, too.
Absolutely. Well, now I'm going to put you on the spot here. For those who have never been to an Adel Sweet Corn Festival before, what would you tell them to encourage them to give it a try this year?
Obviously, the sweet corn is huge. It's probably some of the best sweet corn I've ever had, and I grew up in Iowa, so that's saying something. And just the band at night with the new craft brew, I think that's a great addition to the event.
All right. Well, Mackenzie McFarland with the Adel Partners Chamber of Commerce, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
We wouldn't have been able to put on this Sweet Corn Festival without the continued help of the city of Adel. So we all just want to say thank you to everybody from the administrative staff to the city council, to the city workers and the police and fire departments who are there all day long. We couldn't do it without them.
All right. Well, Mackenzie, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it. And we'll see you next week at Sweet Corn Festival.
Sounds great.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Mackenzie McFarland. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.